Hello everyone and welcome to our daily manna. If you have your Bibles with you, please turn to Psalm chapter 58 verses 10 to 11 and we'll be reading from the New American Standard Bible 1995 edition. As the Word of God speaks, the righteous will rejoice when he sees the vengeance. He will wash his feet in the blood of the wicked. And men will say, surely there is a reward for the righteous. Surely there is a God who judges on earth. May God bless us through His Word. Sometimes we feel overwhelmed, tired, and angry because of the situations happening in the world right now, caused by those wicked people committing crimes, killings, and evil in positions of power. It's even worse when they use their influence to dominate and become arrogant, affecting our society, especially our children and youth, who are vulnerable to their influence. They abuse their power, violating human rights, creating injustices against ordinary people who cannot confront them because they lack power. Especially in politics, as elections approach, positions are fought over fiercely, and issues become heated, with some taking advantage to end people's lives and still not satisfied with their position, hungry for power. Once this desire to dominate others is entrenched in people's hearts, it results in destruction in their lives. Who's here is concerned about our situation, especially considering what we see happening in our society? Evil seems to be prevailing around us. Killing, abuse, oppression due to poverty, enslaving people, corruption in government exacerbates, and more people are getting away with what they do. Although these issues exist in our society, affecting our society greatly and morality is declining, especially in this generation where there is no longer the sanctity of life and morality. The question is, what should we do about it? Can we save our society to continue the dominance of morality in our lives, government, family, and community? In this world is in turmoil and chaos. The situation worsens day by day, and people do not seem to improve. Evil is making its mark. Lies and wicked designs are rampant among people. Even though we Christians are affected too because of the influence of evil around us. Therefore, our society is affected. The solution is our hope in God to save our society, and only God can do it correctly, especially our nation and city. Look how direct to the point David is in praying to God. He asks God to harm those who are wickedly governing because they are destroying society around us. Even now, they seem to be more aggressive in continuing to do evil, and they do not have a conscience with God as they do ordinary evil in life. Therefore, we do not want this to happen in our nation, family, work, or community, and affect our society. Therefore, if David asks God if he can increase the punishment to them, make them feel what they are doing to others, make them lose their wickedness and suffer, and from their actions, no one else will exist again in this world if they do not want to change their lives. Even though we pray, we should be joyful in the situation of our life where we are in our community. We pray that we want our leaders to live righteously with God in their lives. We don't want evil to dominate our society. Should we pray that justice be brought to God, that He reigns in our nation or city? I saw that I was praying like this, asking them with God. Therefore, if David does what he does, we will also ask God to do what He promised to do for us, and even ask God to punish them. The problem is what we ask God, we also do our actions. We think that God is slow to answer us and weak in His action if we ask Him for help. Therefore, there we fail if people do not submit to God's sovereign plan. Therefore, we should not take revenge on our hands, but leave everything to God. He has taken care of our battle. The Lord will fight for us. Therefore, we must surrender everything into God's hands. He always takes care of us. The Lord will fight for us. Therefore, we must surrender everything into God's hands. He always takes care of us. Therefore, we continue to pray to our leaders to live righteously with God in their lives and those who do evil in society. God always has a way for them to repent and change their lives with God. Therefore, we continue to ask God to bring justice to our society. Why? He is our hope in our society and nothing else. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love and care for us in this life. And thank you for your Holy Spirit who guides us through our journey. Help us to have more faith to open our hearts to your will and the people around us. Teach us to submit to your sovereignty. Truly, life is difficult when we see how evil dominates the world. But Lord, I know that you take care of us. You love us, and even in trials, you always help us. So teach us to submit our will to your hands. Lord, we know that we often fall short of your glory. Forgive us and strengthen us in your wisdom. Lord, before we go to different places, extend your protection to us to keep us away from danger. Cover us with your precious blood in our lives, work in handling, and wherever we go. You always take care of us. Thank you also, Lord, for the blessings you have given us every day. And we will always return all glory and honor to you alone. In Jesus' name, amen. Therefore, we need to be encouraged while we're enduring these injustices in our lives. Once we can overcome this and endure longer, as stated in verse 11, God will reward us or reward us in life with those who follow and obey God. That's how we know if who is loyal or not with God. And that's the evidence while here in this word. Many people pretend to bear God's name or speak as if they love God, but they continue to hurt Christians, look down on others, accuse others, attack people, don't tell the truth, don't help. There is a delay in anger for people in their hearts, don't want to forgive even though the person has died. Remember, the judgment of God will come, and he will separate those who work for God's righteousness and those who pretend to do evil or to do good, but always do evil and dominate and always do evil. One day, God will vindicate the righteous, and the crown is waiting for them. So my question to you is, are you ready for the coming of God? Are you prepared? Are you excited about it and leading others to think about life? Remember, our hope in society is God, and he will one day correct, change, or destroy this evil in the world. Don't lose confidence in God. Let's continue to cry and call to God to end and destroy this evil in the world. The more we align ourselves with the will of God, the more we'll be able to see God working in us and through us. The more we trust in him, the more we are alike with him in our hearts, thoughts, and attitudes. We are not perfect people, and we are not all turmoil or torment can happen to us. But we have the peace and joy of God in our hearts and the promises of an eternal home, even heaven where everything is clean there. Remember, people are invested in a battle for themselves, but let's leave it in God's hands, and he's the one who fights for us. God bless everyone, and shalom.